Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to part 3 of Superlium. If you remember in the last part, I only did Silver Spaceship and completely messed up level 2 and it took me a very long time. Now, this time we're going to do Waterworks.
Superlium row 1 column 2. Super speech mode off.
Okay, I have the game paused. Now that noise you can hear off to your right, that's a fan. Yeah, how weird is it to have fans on the ground? But this one, you don't want to walk into these because they'll instantly kill you in one shot. And trust me, the sound isn't very nice. I'll show you.
Waterworks, Act 1. Please load Waterworks, Act 1.
So I had to walk up to these and jump over them. That noise you can hear is a rat. Those are shoes. Now this is a drain. These are basically just like sewers. By the way, if I haven't mentioned, I've already beaten this game once before. I couldn't hear it for all the rats. And rats are easy, by the way. Easy.
Time bonus 165 points. Your score
and
for this level was
2,315
points.
In
your
most
total
levels,
score
act
is
26,008
points.
So,
Waterworks Act 2.
It's bonus time.
Bonus level. 1,000 point bonus.
Health boost. Extra life. Extra life.
This game really isn't hard. Too hard if you go through the bonus level.
1,000 point bonus.
To be honest.
Extra life.
I read now. I have
1,000 point bonus.
No, let me take my lives.
12 lives.
I have 12 lives.
1,000 point bonus.
And I'm nearing the end of the game. So.
Time bonus. 274 points. Your score for this level was 4,714
points. This might be
points.
A bit of a longer part because I'm going to try
30,
to beat the
7,
game on this part.
722
so it might be
points.
A bit longer than what we used to be.
Attention, Super Liam. I know you're down there, so don't try and act like you're not because I just know you're down there. I've set off the self-destruct sequence in the waterworks, so in 75 seconds, it will blow sky high. So, nice knowing you.
Well, you're slowly mastering the evil laugh one.
Waterworks. Water escape.
Okay, so this is like volcanic escape, except there's nothing chasing you. It's just that you're on a very short timer, 75 seconds, like the cutscene said, and you have to run to the end by the time. That's it. That was the keyboard. That is not me. That was the keyboard.
Water escape. Please load game. Waterworks. Water escape.
Absolutely not me.
Waterworks. Water escape. Load. Waterworks. Water escape.
It's fine. I can do this. It's not too hard. This one you have to be quick on your feet.
Waterworks. Water escape.
Okay, I have to learn not to press the right arrow so soon after I press the upper arrow when I'm jumping.
Waterworks. Water escape.
I'm sorry, I know I've died like 4 times here. Fire.
Waterworks. Water escape. Load. Waterworks. Water escape.
But this is a very tricky level because everything here kills you in one shot. That's the thing with waterworks.
Waterworks. Water escape. Load game. Waterworks.
I'm sorry.
Water escape.
I keep dying. You're not messing around, I'll see you pay attention. Definitely a bug with my
waterworks.
Keyboard.
Water escape. Load.
I'm sorry,
waterworks.
This is not me. This
water
is my
escape.
Keyboard. But I'll learn. Because I don't know how not to trigger this. Okay. And I was panicked while I was running.
Waterworks. Water escape.
Oh well. Load. I'm sure this time I can do it because now I understand why I'm going wrong with this whole thing. I'm sorry, but I think I've learned now why I'm going wrong.
Waterworks. Water escape.
Okay, please, I'm sorry if I'm getting a bit repetitive, waterworks, but I promise escape. I can get through this pretty quickly here. This is one of those levels which... Okay, what in the...
Waterworks.
You know, let me do an
escape.
Experiment. See exactly how close to a fan you can get before you get... Okay, got it. Now I understand. See,
waterworks,
what I was doing there was I was trying to see how close to a fan you
game.
Can get
waterworks,
before
water
you...
Escape.
And if I don't do this... What I might do is pause the recording until I... And resume after I've beaten this level. I hope I don't want to do that though. Rats came out of nowhere like that. And I don't know what that second alarm meant. So.
Time bonus. 227 points. Your score for this level was 1,492 points. Your total score is 32,214 points.
Oh yeah. If I can do that, I can do most anything. Now to find X1. From what I see here, there's a computer terminal. Let's see, I see, wow, a layout of the lab.
And the computer is unlocked.
So if I'm here,
without a password,
and X1's there, then I gotta get through all of that? Wow. Well, I better start moving, I guess.
Intruder detected.
Oh yeah, I better get moving now.
Lethal Lab, Act 1.
Okay, this is the last level of the game. Lethal Lab. Now, that noise you can hear to your right, that's an electric barrier. So, there are a few things with this level. The electric barriers, basically they're like the fans, you don't want to step in them, trust me. They electrocute you and you die immediately. Then there are, these are the hard parts. There are silent holes in the ground. The only way you know there are holes in the ground is if you pay attention to your footsteps. You'll hear two metallic footsteps and then that means there's a hole in the ground. So you really have to pay attention to where you're going. There are also harder robots which take 7 shots. Or 6 shots, I forgot how many. And that kind of thing. Okay, those are white.
Lethal
those aren't
lab.
Like...
Act 1.
I forgot.
Load
these
game.
Are not like the fans. These
lethal
are much
lab.
Wider.
Act 1. Oops. 87%.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, that's a hole. Don't fall into this. Oh. I knew that was gonna happen.
Lethal Lab. I knew I jumped too soon. Load game.
One thing in this game, Lethal what you have to get a hang of. Also, I know I'm gonna take many, many attempts to do. Because this part is a bit too much on the one-shot kill side, if you ask me. So I guess it all makes sense. I mean, how could you not expect to get killed with an electric barrier?
Lethal Lab, Act 1. Please load Lethal Lab.
Yeah, this is hard because it's the final level. Whoa, those things do 13% damage? There's even a step up in those dogs. That's why you gotta be careful. I mean, some people would be so intent on killing that enemy, they just run forward, like I almost did. And they forget their hold. The sounds here. Why do low level troopers come into this high level area? Like that. Are there some kind of security camera at those points? Probably are. That's probably what it is. Hidden security cameras. Whoa, whoa. Okay, game, I've learned my lesson. No more running. Okay, that was close because that pit is so close to that barrier.
Time bonus. 118 points. Your score for this level was 2,778 points. Your total score is 34,992 points.
Okay.
Lethal
act
Lab.
Two
act
is a
two.
Lot harder. So. See, right off the bat, as soon as you enter, guess what? X1 has ready to welcome you. You guys can hear me burping.
Lethal Lab, Act 2. Please load Lethal Lab, Act 2.
Why? This one is so lazy. I mean, if I have the technology to create all these traps, doesn't he have a technology just to use a time bomb and blow up the main character? But if that was the case, there'd be no game.
Lethal Lab, Act 2. Load Lethal Lab, Act 2.
Yeah, the story of this game is not as deep as some others I know, but I know it's long, but I call this more of an arcade thing. Nowadays. Oh, but I remember when I first played it. That was back in 2019 or 18 maybe. I remember what was going on. This was the first side scroller I ever played. Oh, it's our friends from the spaceship again. Uh-oh.
85%.
Is the game healing me? I don't understand. I was at 83 earlier, wasn't I? How am I at 85 now? That's something I have to investigate, whether the game is healing me. I'll experiment about that later. Not seen any items in Act 1. Oh god. Oh, items. And lasers. Nice.
Health boost.
Couldn't that bonus level have been put in Lethal Lab instead?
Health boost.
Now this part is tricky. I'll explain why in a moment. I think it's right here. This part I've died at many times. Oh god.
60%.
My health is going for a toss. Somewhere around here, that part is red in. Okay. Yep. Heard that right. There's a pit right next to that laser. Whoa, my finger froze up. I almost fell into the pit. Whoa. Spits and lasers all of a sudden. I hope the teleporter is close.
Intruder detected.
Please, teleporter. I want you.
Extra life.
Yes, I do.
Extra life.
Yes. Now for the final battle. Yes.
Your score for this level was 4,930 points. Your total score is 39,922 points.
Yes, this is it. This is the door. I know it for sure. Well, here goes nothing. Oh.
Well, look who dropped by to say hi. Or is it by?
No, it's not X-Men. Oh, actually,
well,
it is.
Well, Super Liam. Finally, it's Mono e Mono.
And what's that supposed
you
to mean?
You versus me. I have a lot of other things to do, like blow up the Earth. But before I do that, I thought I'd play a little game with you, since you seem to be having so much fun. In front of you are three platforms. You're standing on one now. As you move, I'll track you with my laser. See if you can get me. But remember, that laser packs quite a punch. Good luck, Super Liam. You'll need it.
I'll need to pay attention to nothing else.
Lethal Lab X1 battle.
Okay, so let me explain this battle. Some people think this last battle is really disappointing. I think it's really cool. But what you have to do basically is X1 demonstrates his laziness again. He doesn't come towards you or anything. He's just sitting over at the edge, the right edge of the field. Like he said, the field has three platforms and gaps between those platforms. You're on one of them. Like he said, he'll track you with his laser. Now, if the laser locks on, plays a sound if it does that, you shouldn't be on the same platform when it fires, or else I believe you die. Though I've never actually gotten hit by the laser before. But the thing is, you have to jump over to the third platform until you can hit X1. And on the third platform, you can hit him. Now, when you hit X1, he puts up a force field. And while the force field is up, you can't hit him. But the force field isn't permanent. It goes off after a few seconds. And after it goes off, you'll have to hit him again. You have to keep repeating and staying alive and not getting tracked by the laser. And that's about it. So, yeah. Now, there is a really easy trick to doing this, but I'll show you that later. I'll wait for the laser to come on here. Yeah, you're bored because you're lazy, X1. You'll see. headphones.
X1 battle. Load lethal lab. X1 battle. Lethal
it's
lab,
that again.
X1 battle.
Basically, what I'm doing
Load
is
lethal lab,
I am
X1 battle.
Tapping right or left arrow as I tap up arrow. So it's registering the other tap first and making me die. I know what happened. I jumped too early. Never mind.
Lethal lab. X1 battle. Load game.
I know I'm making
lethal
lots
lab,
of mistakes,
X1
but...
battle.
This is the final boss. I think I'll use my right index finger to jump
lethal
even when
lab.
I'm using my left
X1
hand.
Battle.
That seems to be working best. I'll use my left index finger, it's fine. See, I know I can win using the trick, but I don't want to because it doesn't seem like I'm beating the game.
Lethal lab, X1 battle. Load lethal
also,
lab.
I like
X1
the dialogue
battle.
To change a little, as though to say you think you're actually going to win or something. Because the same loop playing over and over again is kind of boring. Like, when you are, like, halfway through defeating him, that shows you an indication of progress, doesn't it? I love it when games do that. Even if it's just something simple like the pitch of the voice. Really hard. Wait, is that entire building blow up?
Time bonus 111 points. Your score for this level was 5,511 points. Your total score is 45,433 points.
Credits: programming by Liam Irvin, music designed by Kevin Reeves, Clarence Griffin, and Damon Fabrio. Voiceovers by Kevin Reeves. Character voices by Liam Irvin. Score system by Colt Myshak and J. Eldon Gillespie. Game melody by Greg Brayton. End theme by Kevin Reeves. Special thanks to Robison Bryan.
Music.
Beta Team: Jared Jika, Don Coco, Will James, Derek Lane, HF, Chris Nestrud, Kevin Reeves, Clarence Griffin, Damon Fabrio, Carl Bellinger, Joe Quinn, and Philip Benfall.
Wow, Philip Benfall helped in Super Liam? I didn't know this. If you didn't know, Philip Benfall was the leader of Blast Bay Studios. Not was, is. The leader of Blast Bay Studios. Which was called TV Games. But that doesn't have anything to do with Super Moon. Those fireworks?
Copyright 2004 Elworks. All rights reserved. Wow. I did it. I beat him. I defeated X1. I can't
believe
that.
This is the part I don't like.
Defeated X1.
I'll see why very shortly.
What's this? What's this? It's a crystal of some kind. It's... wow. Well, I'll just take this. I could probably use it for something. Oh, jeez. What's going on? What's going...
To be continued.
Never to be continued. There's never going to be a Super Liam 2. Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, Vento decided there's never going to be a Super Liam 2. I don't like the fact that the ending wasn't changed.
Your final score is 45.
Personally, I just feel that's not fair.
433 points. Please choose an option from the following menu. Start low.
I will only do one more thing before I end this video. There are actually cheats you get, and I'll explain some of them. But before anything else, I want to show you the trick which you can beat X1 with. So I'll just take myself to that level. So you press delete to enter the cheats. And no, this does not work until you beat the game. I mean, how many ever times you press delete, nothing happens. So now, X1.
Lethal Lab, X1 battle.
Okay, now. You know this laser, right? This is only a hurt trick. I've never seen whether it works or not. Let's wait for it to come. Jump again. So basically what you have to do is go to the third platform. So now if I wait here. Yep, it works. Oh, so that makes it very easy. So what I can do is I can just wait for the laser to keep blocking and missing. Locking and missing. Okay, I'll just
start low
that.
Game.
Now, what I will do is briefly I will explain the cheats and after that I'll finish. So, MEEP space MEEP. What? Oh, hold on. Oh, it's MEEP, MEEP without the space. That makes you move really fast.
Please
I'll show you.
Start game. Sandy Surf, Act
so now look.
1.
Oh, wait, no, it didn't
Please
work.
Load game.
Hold on, what? Hold on a moment. What am I confusing? Cheats. Hold on.
Please start game. Sandy Surf,
is
Act
me
1.
What I think it is? Oh, when you're running, you run really fast. Look at how fast you run. Okay, so that's
choose an
meet
option
me.
From the
to get that to work, you basically
game.
Have to run, not walk. And then there's bang, bang. Wait a minute. Oh. B-A-N-G. And that.
Start game. Sandy Surf, Act 1.
That gives you a machine gun.
Please
I think machine gun one shots everything. Now... What else is there? I believe it's called... Hold on. Hold on. I forgot what this thing was called.
Please choose an option from the start game.
Okay, so it's healthy place without a space. That gives you...
Please start Sandy Surf, Act 1, 1,000%.
Yeah, that gives you 1,000%
health. Please choose an option. Start game.
And then there's... Okay, there's something else which... Hold on. Doesn't matter whether I find it or not right now, but... What on earth is that? Okay, I have
Please
no idea, but there's
game.
Another cheat which gives you many lives.
Load game.
Just two more things than I really will in this video. Now, cheats can take you to different levels. So, since I didn't do...
Suburban Streets, Act 2.
Since I didn't do this one properly... Yeah, I'll use my machine gun. Thank you. Okay, I've been doing it without
cheats. Please
choose
an option for start
game. And that'll show you another thing. To turn cheats off, you just type... Wait, no. Hold on. I forgot the... Okay, so you have to type no more fun to get rid of the cheat.
Start load game.
Now, back to...
Suburban Streets, Act 2.
Now, back to laser and normal moving speed and proper health. To get health, you type healthy please, by the way. And I wish these cheats work before you beat the game, but they don't. Like, even if you know what the cheats are, you can't use them at all. Okay, now this is where I went for the bonus round, which is what I won't do here. Oh, and one more thing I'll do. I'm sorry, I know this video is getting very, very long. But just one more thing I'll do to top it up, because I don't want to have to do a part 8, but I do want to show off the extras. Because I want to slowly and methodically go through every single separate death sound, even though we've already seen it before. Now, I have to mention one more thing. I'm doing things similar to what Liam Irvin did on his Let's Play of Super Liam, and that's not meant to copy, so I'm sorry if it looks like that. It's just, since this is my first Let's Play, I don't know. I just thought, you know, because I really liked his Let's Play, and I know I'm... But there are a few death sounds which he missed, which is why I'm doing these death sounds, or else I would not be doing this. I'm really sorry if anyone thinks that, you know, I just want a copy of Liam. It's not at all like that. Actually, right after this playthrough, I plan to do some completely unviewed or unrecorded, at least, games which I don't think have a recording to themselves. So I'm sorry, I don't want to copy anybody. It's just, I'm inspired by him and others. That's what makes me inspired for this channel. So, just thought I should mention that.
Health boost.
But then the reason I'm doing Super Liam Fall things is because it's partly just easier to play. But also partly, I mean, people might say that since Super Liam has been done so many times, why am I doing it again? Because I want every game, the more playthroughs there are, the better in my opinion. And because Super Liam is just plain easier to explain and understand. If you know what I mean. How that clears that up now. And after this, yes, I will be giving my thoughts on the game as well. Right now, I don't care about getting hit. It doesn't matter. Now, I believe there's something here. Yeah, and I was right. So that's actually the first ambush you get in the game. Also, try an entire full game with the cheats on. You'll
time
love it.
Bonus, 100.
So if there's a particular
points.
Level which you really hate it, you can take revenge on it with the cheats.
138 points. Your total score is 938 points. Suburban Streets.
Oh,
cycle
so
bike battle.
The game like that. Anyway,
please choose an
option. I'm not going to do that.
Load game.
So, you know the regular dying sound, and I won't do that because it'll just take so long. But I'll show the sound for falling into a sewer.
Suburban Streets, Act 1.
Just run. That's
Suburban
the sewer.
Streets, Act 1. Please start
now,
game.
For lava. What the noise is that called? Sorry about that.
Lava Lake, Act 1.
That's my iPad going off. You probably have a notification. I'll just jump, I don't care. Okay. Like I said, this sound is a very weird sound. Yeah, that's the lava sound.
Lava Lake, Act 1. Please choose.
Then there's laser bots have a specific death. I know we've seen this before, but
Silver Spaceship, Laser Bot Battle.
So now I'll just keep coming after him like I usually would. Except that I'm not shooting him. Just listen to what he's saying. I think it's almost there, so I'm almost done with the speed game.
Victory is mine, Slug!
Silver Spaceship, Laser
okay.
Bot Battle. Please start game.
Then of course there's...
Waterworks, Water Escape.
The fan death, though we've already seen this before.
Waterworks, Water Escape.
The drain death, which is... Oops.
Waterworks, Water Escape.
We will also get to see the game over here. Yep.
Well,
we will also get to see the game over.
Super Liam is gone. And the Earth is mine.
That's a kind of scary sound, if you ask me. So that's what it's supposed to be. Almost done, just one more death. And this is something I have not
Your final
seen
score
yet, so.
Is 0 points. Please choose an
yeah,
option.
Yeah, very
start
nice
game.
Final score. Now, this is the one thing. Oh, wait, not done yet, never mind. Sorry.
Lethal Lab, Act 1.
So we have. Electric barriers. We've already seen this enough and more
Lethal
times.
Lethal Lab, Act 1.
No! Oh, God. Hold on. I'll just read it because you won't have to see that game over
one.
Again.
Please long. Choose an option from start game.
And then we only have two more deaths left, and after that.
Lethal Lab, Act 1.
And after that, that's it for this video and for this playthrough. Yeah, and that's the whole. Now
Lethal
this is a sound which I've
one.
Never seen before.
Please load
oh,
game.
There are two more. I'm sorry, I forgot. One of course is what
Lethal
happens
lab.
If
battle.
The laser targets you. Though I have to say that I've never seen this one myself, so that's nice. Just stand here.
Lethal Lab, X1 Battle.
So, there's that.
Please start game. Load game.
And then
game.
One final battle. One final death. Sorry. That is what happens if you jump right into X1.
Lethal
so.
Lab, X1 Battle.
Jump back. Yeah, this is easy. Yeah, that's the same electric barrier sound, unfortunately.
Lethal
yeah,
Lab, X1
That
battle.
Covers every death in the
Please
game.
Load calibrate speakers.
So, unless there's something else that I'm missing. Oh, there is. I'm sorry. I've not yet done the Waterworks 2 one, but I don't think I should do that one because that's just the same repetition, I think. So, I think that's it for this playthrough.
Thanks for playing.
I will
Super
let you watch the ending.
Visit l-works.net for more great games.
Okay, so that is Super Liam, and I really hope I'm recording all this. It'll be really annoying if I'm not, but anyway, that is Super Liam, and my thoughts on this game are it's excellent in a few things. Like, I personally love it for a beginner, because for a beginner, games like Adventure, Itzy, Colon, stuff like that is crazy. I mean, no beginner can do it. But Super Liam for a beginner is good. I like the cutscenes. It's a kind of good and a kind of crazy, almost comedy way. If you want a really deep story and immersive, absolutely absorbing. I mean, the game is immersive in its own way. But if you want a very, very deep story, many, many characters, very character building, all that, this is not the game for you. But if you just want some simple fun, I recommend Super Liam. And the story has made me laugh a few times, like X1's terrible attempts at being evil and creepy. But yeah, again, none of this is a criticism. It's actually good. And it's, for 2004, it must have been spectacular when games like Manamon and Shadow Nine and all that kind of unreleased. And, you know, that's cool. The things which I don't like about this game, there are a few. For example, the you know, the faith that there are not too many atmospheric sounds is one thing. Again, there's not anything which I really am upset about, but if you want a immersive game. And one more thing I don't really like is, like I said, the ending. Because now that it's confirmed there's never going to be a Super Liam 2, why do they have to keep the ending like that? I mean, honestly, when I found the ending, I was really desperate to know what happened to him. But maybe I can form an ending of my own. So I'm going to say what I think my mental ending, which I formed. So yeah, I think what happened was that crystal and X1 was guarding the crystal, and the crystal was holding the world together. X1's or world or area or whatever you call it. So when you took away the crystal from its place, the entire world collapsed. But since you were not part of the world, you unharmed, escaped, and Dr. Quark saved you. And so you tell him that you defeated X1 and it's all over. And now that you have the crystal, X1 can never come back. I know it's a bit of a weird ending, but I just came up with it on the fly. So yeah, that's what I think is the ending. And just one more thing, I kind of felt that Lava Lake and the X1 battle are getting a bit repetitive. Lava Lake Act 2, I feel, is a bit much because, I mean, you're basically doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, 2 to 3 times, like Wildbot, even 6 to 7 times is fine, but Lava Lake had you jumping over 20 times. And that's a bit much, like I'm saying. So that's what I feel about Lava Lake. And the cheats are a real letdown, to be honest, for this game. Again, I'm saying all this from a 2020 perspective, not from a 2004 perspective. So, I know this is going to sound harsh, but that's why. But the cheats are a huge letdown, I feel, in this game. I mean, where is invincibility? And where, more importantly, are the bad cheats? Many games like World of War and all have World of War, Super Decout, and all have bad cheats. Like, cheats that spawn enemies more, cheats which... you know, that kind of thing. Where are all the bad cheats? And where is invincibility from lava pits? All of that. But it's not bad. It's just not excellent. But it's not, definitely not bad. So, yeah. That is Super Liam. I hope you enjoyed this playthrough. Feel free to let me know in the comments if I did something wrong or anything. And, yeah. So,
speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. OBS row 1 column 2. OBS win. OBS 26.1. OBS 26.
I always have a mess up with stopping recording. I don't know why.